Welcome to Standing Strong Ministries Podcast with Dr. Sean Strong. We hope that you are encouraged by today's message.
Right where you should be with push notifications and kind of get us right where we need to be in, staying in touch with us. And I hope everybody is doing, just having a fabulous day again. And download that app, stay connected with us. We want to be a blessing to you. And then our prophetic conference is coming up soon. The Lord spoke a prophetic word to me through a mentor of mine entitled, This Is Not, he spoke a word over me, kind of private, but really important to me. He said that this is not your season to walk with the dwarves, but begin to walk with giants. And so I'm really excited about all of the people that are with us and joining us. And it's really exciting to see what God is going to do at this conference. And I'm really excited about it. We've got a lot of people coming. We've got a family coming all the way from North Carolina. They've rented a house. They're going to be there all week. And you've got Evangelist Jeremy Cook. Hey, Shannon, good to see you. You got Evangelist Missionary. This is Michael Lusk. Incredible. You got Dr. Mike Brown, my mentor. Jeremy Google, another wisdom voice in my life. Tommy Giddens, another wisdom voice in my life. And then I'm going to be closing out Friday night. These are all men of God that I believe are giants in their own right. So come and join us. But I want to talk to you guys today. I want to continue our series on lies people believe about money. So my key scripture is out of 1 Timothy 6:10. And again, once you're coming on, hit that share button and get as many people out as you possibly can. We talked about in day one that money is not important. We discovered that that's not true. And then lie number two was money is evil. And then our verse that we're going to use all the way through this teaching is 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse number 10. For the love of money is the root of all evil. Notice it didn't say that money was the root of evil, but it said that the love of money was the root of all evil. So we understand that money can be evil if you love it more than anything. But you understand that we explained that God owns all the wealth. God is the giver of wealth. God views money as a gift to us. The misuse of money is destructive. We've learned all of those things. And then I want to talk about lie number three. Here's a lie that people believe about money, that money never hurt anyone. I want you to write that in the comment section, that money never hurt anyone. We could understand and we could say that money affects people. It affects men. Why? I believe because what is behind the mysterious magnetism of gold? Gold has a drawing to it. It draws, it tries to pull people in. I think one of the old preachers, I heard one of the guys that I know say it, Brother Dale Bagley, he would say that there are three G's to young ministers: gold, girls, and glamour. Gold, girls, and glamour. Those three things can be very destructive to a generation. Men have deserted children. Men have left wives in the search of gold. So we know that money hurts people. You can see the basic craving of man is the sense of worth. So write this in the comment section. Money can hurt people. I want you to put that in the comment section. Money can hurt people. Okay. Money represents power. Money represents influence. Money represents achievements, and money tries to bring security. And so we understand that money can hurt people. Money can affect people. So I want to give you three ways that money can hurt you. I want to give you three ways that money can hurt you. Number one, money can be deceptive. I want you to put that in the comment section and follow along with me in the show. Money can be deceptive. Jesus referred to this as the deceitfulness of riches, okay? In Matthew 13, 22, which arrested spiritual development. So in other words, it can create a false sense of security. Watch this right here. It says, a wise and a wealthy ruler, okay, advised, for riches are not forever and ever. Riches certainly make themselves wings. They fly away as an eagle toward heaven. That's Proverbs 27, 24, and then Proverbs 23 and 5. So you understand that money can be deceptive. It can make you feel like that, man, you've got everything in the world. But you and I both know that a life without Jesus is destructive. Money can destroy you quicker than anything in life, because money will bring a sense of false security. It can bring a sense of false hope. It can bring a sense of, man, I've got money, and it can, there's nothing that I need to worry with, because money is all I need. And you and I both know that that's not true. So money can be majorly deceptive. It can make people think that they're greater than they really are. And so I want to encourage you, and I want to tell you, don't let money be deceiving to you. Christ, okay, is first and foremost. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all of these things will be added unto you. What does that mean? I believe that that means that you can have Christ, okay, and maybe you're not the most wealthiest person in the world, but with Christ, you're a wealthy man. And I believe that's to be true. Here's deception number two. Money often fuels pride. Money often fuels pride. Put that in the comment section. Write that in your notes and keep that around so people can understand that. Money often fuels pride. Pride is spiritually devastating. Okay, I want you to understand this. Pride is extremely devastating. Okay, listen to what God tells the disciples in Mark chapter 10 and verse number 25. He says, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. What's he saying here? He's saying that money can make you prideful. I want you to put that in the comment section. Money can fuel your pride. Let's understand this right now. God is the creator of wealth. God is the giver of wealth. God creates every blessing in your world. There's not one thing that you have today without God. You have a nice home because of God. You have a nice job because of God. The job that pays you well is because of God. Your job may be the vehicle, but God is the source of that job. So understand that every good and perfect gift come from above. So we understand that God is the originator of your blessings. He is the originator of your life. He is the originator of your family. So I want to encourage you and the blessings of your family. So don't get prideful. Your wealth is not anything but sustainable by God. Okay? You are, without a doubt, okay? God's given you the ability to work. God has given you the ability to be blessed. God has given you the ability to have those things, but they originate from God. So I want to encourage you, and I want to tell you that without a doubt, without anything that you can ever gain in this life, understand that money can create oftentimes pride in your life. And then here's number three. I want you to write this in the comment section. Money can become a god in your life. I want you to write that in the comment section. Money can often become a god in your life. So let's understand this. Whatever consumes your time, whatever you think about most, really can become a god. No man can serve two masters. We know that from the Bible. For either he will hate one and love the other, or else he will hold the one and despise the other. So you cannot serve God and you cannot serve mammon. That's Matthew chapter 6 and verse number 24. God refuses to compete with anything else in your life. That's including money. You can't love God and work all the time and never be at church. That's not a good, healthy balance. That means money has become your god. God refuses to compete and guarantees that he that trusteth in riches will fall. That's Proverbs 11:28. If you trust in riches and not trust in God, then you've believed a devastating lie that money cannot hurt you. I want to encourage you, and I want to tell you, be a tither, walk in covenant with God, make sure that you're staying in the covenant with God, make sure that no matter what happens in your life, that you keep money where it goes. You understand that money needs to be a tool, not a god. You put a money in a youth pastor's hands, and guess what happens? God will bless them. God will use that money to bless that youth department. You put money in a drug dealer's hands, and what happens? You and I both know what happens. A lie of the enemy begins to fuel us and put us in the wrong place. And I just want to encourage you. I just want to tell you that God is the giver of the blessings in your life. God is the giver of peace in your life. God is the giver of hope and strength in your life. He's the creator of wealth. Don't be deceived and believe that money can't hurt you. Money can hurt you if you don't have control over it. It cannot control you. It cannot rule your life. It's just a byproduct of the blessings that God has given you. So I want to encourage you today to understand that money can hurt you. Money can devastate your life. Whatever you do, don't make money a god. Let God be the king of your life. Let God strengthen you. Let God encourage you. Let God be the blesser of your life, and watch the goodness of the Lord be upon you, be upon every person of your house. And I just wanted to tell you that God is faithful. Don't believe that lie that the enemy tells you that money can't hurt people, because that isn't true. You and I both know money can create lots of pain. But with the right heart, with the right attitude, and the moment, let me give you one quick testimony. The other day, I was at a service, and man, I did not want to. My wife bought me a watch for a present, and I love one. If anybody knows me, knows I love a good watch. I love watches. I love to just have nice watches. I've always have, and it's just one of my things. And anyway, I'm in this service, and God prompts me to give this watch away. And man, I was like, I don't want to. I don't want to give this watch away. It's my watch. My wife gave it to me. I don't want to give it away. And immediately I just took it off my wrist and I gave it to someone. And the moment that something has a hold of you, and the moment that you can't give something away, you need to really check yourself, because God gave you that watch. It's not yours to hold on to. It's not yours to hold on to. It's not yours to grasp in your hands. It's yours because God gave it to you. Don't be deceptive. Don't let the devil deceive you in those things. Let God bless you. Let God strengthen you. Let God encourage you. And whatever you do, I just want you to know that God is the blesser of your life. All right? Well, listen, we love you guys. We appreciate you. We're so glad that you're here. And remember, whatever you do, remember, we love the Word of God here at Stronger Every Day, just like we love our coffee, strong and fresh. The Lord always has your miracle in mind. And I want to encourage you in the name of the Lord and let you know that God's a blesser. He's a strengthener of your life. And we love you all. We appreciate you. And we will see you guys soon. Be blessed. We love you. And we can't wait for God to richly bless you and strengthen you in the name of the Lord. Remember, God has something powerful and good in your life today. Be blessed. I'll see you soon.
Thank you for joining us. We hope that you were encouraged by today's message. If you would like to partner with us monthly or sow a seed into our ministry, you can download the Standing Strong Ministries app on Google Play or the App Store, or you can send it to Post Office Box 602, Lebanon, Missouri, 65536. Thank you and have a wonderful day.